And basically, I read this for I read this for Mark's sake because I thought that possibly Mark and I would be able to
juke and jab,
get ourselves some food stamps.
Yeah, finagle.
So you think, Mark? You think we should call this number tomorrow and see if we're eligible for some food stamps?
I don't like people.
See, you're learned. You've learned from your grammar school training.
All right, you're up.
I'm up. Okay. 10,000 Villages presents Peter. I didn't think about trying to pronounce this. Boominung.
Boominung?
Oh, that's what I'm guessing. Percussionist from Cameroon, Africa. Wednesday, June 21st, 2000. So this isn't one of those 2001 events you got to mark your calendar for. This is happening this upcoming week. He's going to be in town, and they're going to have an all-day festival.
I can't believe they invited him back after what he did to the town last time he showed up.
Well, you know. I mean, there are 10,000 villages. You know, they canvassed the villages. The villages decided. You know, they got a swing. I think it was 6,000 of them on, the side of it. So, you know, there's a pretty strong undercurrent, but they decided to go for it.
Well, man, I hope they put up enough, like, orange fences this time, because he really, really destroyed a lot of property last time.
10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. is a drumming workshop. Workshop for drums. Location, Motherland Multicultural Resource Center.
Now, you're going to want to think deeper. Be deeper. You're going to want to be deeper.
A thud is
not
enough.
I can't go any deeper.
That's the drum workshop. I want more milk.
125 West Church Street in downtown Champaign. That's right across from the Art Theater. For local percussionists with an interest in African drumming, Mr. Boominung will show different percussion instruments from Cameroon and teach native styles of performing with them. Call to reserve a place, 352-8200. To beat out all the other drums into registering for this workshop. 1-3 p.m., demonstration of instrument making. That's the location is the 10,000 Villages store. Wow, they got stuff from 10,000 villages at this store.
That's working hard. Store. Working all the time.
Well, some of the villages contributed more than others did. You know, I mean, some of them gave, like, paintings, you know, and statues, and some of them gave, like, a wrapper that they found.
Well, they're taking what they're given, because they're working for a living.
Giving what they're taking.
That's at 105 North Walnut in downtown Champaign. It's on, actually on a walnut. It's north on the walnut, so walk up the walnut, and you'll find it. Mr. Boominung, very suspicious section cut out of the PSA at this point, and then it cuts right to, we'll demonstrate how artisans in northwestern Cameroon still create traditional instruments for use in local celebrations and for sale to North Americans. Trying to guess what the cutout segment is. Mr. Boominung will expose the meaningless fiction that is American democracy, and will demonstrate how artisans in northwestern Cameroon still create traditional instruments for use in local celebrations and for sale to North Americans. After the demonstration, he will be available to answer questions. 7 to
Mr.
10.
Mr. Boominung?
Yes.
What's this on my arm? I mean, what is that?
Oh, it looks like an armadillo.
Oh.
It's taped there. 7 to 10 p.m., performance with local musicians. Location, Cafe Kopi. 109 North Walnut in downtown Champaign, so that's a little off to the left on the Walnut. So just walk over a little bit. All events are free and open to the public.
That was the longest PSA in the history of PSA.
They had a lot of stuff.
The UIUC Child Care Task Force.
Take care of those children!
Oh, no, though. They're against child care. It's a task force to eliminate all child care within Champaign-Urbana.
They don't want the children to be cared for?
No! They don't!
Wow.
Are you serious?
They're armed with burlap sacks and dented baseball bats.
Whoa.
And they plan on soiling their clothes
with the blood of the infidels?
With the blood of the infants.
Oh, no.
Jeez. Well, anyway, they're working on having a parent's office in the new building on campus, which is in an area where students, faculty, and staff can work while having their children with them. Well, you know, this truly doesn't jive with their mission statement. Unless they're just trying to herd the children together so they can get rid of them.
Well, they just want to make sure that wherever the kid is, it's not being cared for.
Not being cared for, I guess that's true. So if you want more information or would like to express your support of the idea, contact Mark Leff at 244-2087 or email leff@uaoc.edu or see the Women in Computer Science webpage at women.cs.uiuc.edu/building.
leff@uiuc.edu is one of the best email addresses ever. leff@uiuc.edu.
It's L-E-F-F.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about this task force. It seems like,
do they have, I don't know, do they have an extremist wing?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I just think...
And like a Sinn Féin, you know?
I think the children need to be cared for. I think that generally, if you have a child...
Well, you know, the children are our future. Treat them well and let them
lead the way yeah. is what I thought.
Well, you know, the X-Files says fight the future, so fight the children.
Well...
Is what that boils down to.
Get a kid and punch it.
Census follow-up in full swing. The Census 2000 mailback response rate for Champaign-Urbana was only 66% compared to 70% in 1990, you lazy bastards. You go open that door. The remaining returns was to be completed with the help of census enumerators.
Gung.
From the Greek for,
can't you
for
picture,
he who enumerates.
Can't you picture the back of a giant truck like flying up and all these census enumerators running out and full
I can imagine
here.
A huge disc-shaped ship pulling up over Washington, D.C. and then discharging fighters full of census enumerators. Ooh. We can't defend against their enumerators!
They're counting us! They're counting us too quickly!
Enumerators will be working through June on follow-up efforts and will make up to 3 visits and 3 phones to each household. They'll make up to 3 phones to each household.
Here's your phone and here's another one. This one is bright orange. This one is blue with flowers on it.
They did not mail in their census questionnaires.
See, they gotta look deeper at the causes for these things. Maybe, you know, back in 1990, everybody had arms. That, you know, we live in a darker world now where not everybody has arms.
Right, exactly.
It's not that people don't want to.
The arm-saving technology needed to save these people has just not been invented yet.
No.
Please help this follow-up effort by working with the enumerator when they visit you. Please do not sharpen a stick and poke it into their jugular.
No. Do not agitate the enumerator in any way. They are trained to count and kill. That's all they do.
You can recognize an enumerator by his/her badge bearing the official seal of the U.S. Department of Commerce.
And their giant loaded gun.
Barring that, you may want to look for the kind of Sirhan look in the eyes and their poor body hygiene. And as a last resort, just turn them over. If they're completely smooth, they're an enumerator.
I see.
If they have like a little antenna sticking up from behind their ear. It is important for Champaign-Urbana that all its residents be counted. Herod has declared this. He will find the Christ child. Census results are used to determine... Ride a donkey back to your hometown. Make sure you get in on this. Census results are used to determine political representation and to distribute billions of dollars. Not a one of them billions is coming to my house. Not a single one of them.
Well, you haven't been filling out your census form. Otherwise, you would have gotten $1 billion.
From federal programs each year. I just said federal programs. Communities receive their fair share of funding for programs such as education, health care, child care, and elderly care based upon the census count and their locations. Do you think that the child care task force...
This is a perfect example of the community not working together.
With the task force. Applicants are still needed to fill census enumerator jobs. Through June...
You better hustle. You go now. You get a good 2 days of work.
A paycheck. If you're interested, call 888-325-7733.
And that includes you, Chris.
That's not the real number.
That's what it says.
You just made it up.
Pick at Hooters. Saturday, June 24th at 2 p.m. Is when it's happening. The pick at Hooters. Hooters pick at... They're... Picking Hooters? That one and that one.
Pick Hooters! Go there, man, for the wings. I guess is what they're saying.
Where? It's on State Street, just north of Fox Drive in Champaign. The restaurant is in the former Time Out Sports Bar. Why? Well, now a national organization of women, I assume, unless it's some copycat person who just really liked the acronym, will be protesting the restaurant's tradition of degrading women, which Hooters brags about in their menu. For more information, call 367-5643 or email rewyman@hotmail.com.
Audio footnote. I don't like Hooters. I've been there once. I think it's a horrible establishment, but you know what? Nobody is holding a gun to those girls' heads. They are exploiting themselves for tips. Pick at the girls' house. Don't pick at Hooters. Pick it. Go find the, you know, college sophomore, the well-endowed in the, you know, front chestal area. Go find her house and pick at her because she chose to work there. Get your priorities straight. And audio footnote.
Audio footnote. I've never been to Hooters. I think it's a horrible place. But look, nobody's holding a gun to those chicken wings heads, all right? They're in there. They're taking the sauce. They're getting it all over themselves. They're liking it. They're doing it for themselves. Nobody is making them do it. So go to the chicken's house, get your priorities straight, and protest the chicken. And audio footnote.
Audio footnote. You know, I've never been to an armory, but, you know, no one's holding a head to those guns. So why don't you just go and pick at the guns for, you know... I'm completely spiraling out of control. It's all the knowledge I have in my brain. And audio footnote.
Matt, there's a bunch of holes in your audio footnote. The plaster falling from the ceiling. What happened there? All right. WFTU is supported in part by grants from the Illinois Arts Council. I'm going to be doing this announcement segment alone because they're all taking out for their milkshake.
I'm right here.
Sons of the desert. WFTU is supported in part by grants from the Illinois Arts Council and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Woo both of you. WFTU is broadcasting on the internet through web radio. You can locate our webpage at www.prairienet.org/weft. The Eskimo Pilgrimage is in its third month, but it's on its way. And their snowshoes are proving a little less effective because they're walking through Idaho right now, and it's kind of warm there.
Yeah.
But it makes mashed potatoes when they walk through Idaho, so the snowshoes are good in that sense.
Yeah.
Because they heard us on web radio. And your foreign towelhead relatives can, too.
It's, they don't have ears. They have towels for heads, man.
Well, you gotta wedge the, you know, the radio, you know, through the towel. So make sure your head isn't wet at the time.
I think we should go to the next song because we're gonna have a 11-minute herald.
Okay,
that's how we like them.
Yeah. 359-9338 to give us a suggestion for the radio herald.
The radio herald is kind of like a bizarre genetic mutant of comedy. You know, you give us a suggestion. Stop licking me! You give us the suggestion, and through our bizarre genetic process of funny, we create a mutant out of your word, phrase, or, you know, whatever. So just call us up and give us a word, just plain old English word. Don't try to be funny, because that's our job. You're just supposed to be mundane and laugh at us and worship us. So the phone number is 359-9338, Fly Weft.
Here's the theme song again, because it rocks.